on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Bob Simpson on Phoenix FM, and for the next 2 hours we're going to play musical chains. Yes, musical chains, not musical chairs. What we're going to do basically is pick a track and look into some of the detail of it and see if we can connect it to another piece of music. Some of the links will be quite tenuous and some of them will be fairly obvious, but I thought it'd be a bit of fun, so I just picked this first track at random to get us going. Feeling. It's a song from the 1983 film Flashdance with music by Giorgio Moroder and lyrics by Keith Falsey, and the song's performer Irene Cara. Now, Giorgio Moroder is an Italian composer and music producer. He was dubbed the father of disco, and he was credited with pioneering Euro disco and electronic dance music. In 1985, a collaboration between Giorgio Moroder and Human League's Phil Oakey produced a number three hit in the UK charts, Together in Electric Dreams. Dreams was recorded at Musicland Studios, a recording studio located in Munich, Germany, and it was used extensively throughout the 1970s and 1980s by many artists, including Led Zeppelin, Queen, the Rolling Stones, and the Electric Light Orchestra.
Like magic, oh, rolling.
It's Musical Chains with B. Bob Simpson, and that was Living Thing. It's a song written by Jeff Lynne and performed by the Electric Light Orchestra. It appears on ELO's 1976 album A New World Record and was also released as a single. The 1997 feature film Boogie Nights includes the tracks for the final scene and end credits of the movie. Also featured in Boogie Nights was Marvin Gaye's hit single, Got to Give It Up. Song by American music artist Marvin Gaye. It was written by the singer and produced by Art Stewart as a response to the request from Gaye's record label that he perform disco music. It was released in March 1997 and eventually topped the US Billboard charts. The song held the number one position in the US for 1 week from June the 18th to the 25th, 1977. It replaced Dreams by Fleetwood Mac at the number one spot. Is a song written by American singer Stevie Nicks and recorded by British-American rock band Fleetwood Mac for their 11th studio album, Rumours. Irish band The Corrs originally recorded Dreams for Legacy, a tribute to Fleetwood Mac's Rumours on the 20th anniversary of the album. The cover version was originally recorded similar to the original song until Oliver Lieber transformed the recording into a dance track mixed with a violin and a tin whistle hook. It was then remixed by Todd Terry for single release and became the first big hit for The Corrs in the UK, reaching number 6 on the UK singles chart and staying on the chart for 10 weeks. The track was included in The Corrs' second album, Talk on Corners, and also on that album was their hit single, So Young.
Just
Playing guitar on that track was Anthony Anto Drennan, an English-born Irish guitarist noted for his involvement with The Cause, Genesis, and Mike and the Mechanics. Is a pop rock song by British rock supergroup Mike and the Mechanics. It was released on the 13th of February 1995 as the first single from their fourth album, Beggar on a Beach of Gold. It was written by Paul Carrack and Mike Rutherford and sung by Carrack. Now, Carrack rose to fame in the mid-1970s as the frontman and principal songwriter of rock band Ace. Bob Simpson with Musical Chains here. Just a reminder that we're playing songs that are connected to each other, either in a tenuous way or a pretty obvious way. That one, How Long, is the debut singer or by the English band Ace from their 1974 debut album Five Aside. It reached number 3 in the US and Canadian charts and number 20 on the UK singles chart. In a 1981 issue of Smash Hits, Phil Collins named the song as one of his top 10 favourites, describing it as a classic single. And a classic single from Phil Collins is this one.
Coming.
In the Air Tonight is the debut solo single by English drummer and singer-songwriter Phil Collins. It was released as the lead single from Collins' debut solo album Face Value in January 1981. Speaking about the song's rapid ascension in the music charts, Collins wrote the following in 2007. He said, "It was a surprise. The single came in at number 36. I did Top of the Pops with Dave Lee Travis, and in one of the down moments he said, 'This record is going to be top three.' I didn't believe him because it had been made so haphazardly, but the next week, there it was at number three. But then Mark Chapman shot John Lennon, and that was that." John Lennon from his 1980 album Double Fantasy. The track was chosen by Lennon to be the second single released from the Double Fantasy album, and it was the first Lennon single issued after his murder on the 8th of December 1980. The single debuted at number 3 in Lennon's native UK, then moving to number 2 and finally reaching number 1, where it spent 2 weeks, knocking off the top spot his own re-released Imagine. In America, the single peaked at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 and was kept off of the top spot by REO Speedwagon's hit Keep On Loving You.
You should have seen by the look
Keep On Loving You is a rock ballad written by Kevin Cronin and performed by American rock band REO Speedwagon. It features the lead guitar work of Gary Richrath. The song first appeared on REO Speedwagon's 1980 album High Infidelity. It was the first REO Speedwagon single to break the top 50 in the US, reaching the number one spot for 1 week in March 1981. Singing backing vocals on that track was Richard James Page, who's best known as the lead singer and bassist of 1980s band Mr. Mister. Broken Wings. It's a 1985 song recorded by American rock pop band Mr. Mister. It was released in June 1985 as the lead single from their second album, Welcome to the Real World. The song peaked at number one in America in December 1985, where it remained for 2 weeks. It was released just as the band were about to embark on a US tour opening for Tina Turner. Love Got to Do With It is a song written by Graham Lyle and Terry Britton and recorded by Tina Turner for her fifth studio album Private Dancer in 1984. Capitol Records released it as a single from Private Dancer in May 84, and it eventually became Tina Turner's biggest selling single. The song was written by Terry Britton and Graham Lyle, who originally offered it to Cliff Richard, but it was rejected. Silly man.
So I came into you, sweet lady, answering your she's just